Joy Tactics.
Everybody's good lately, or?
Yeah, definitely good.
Cool.
Good to see definitely. You. Same good old. See you guys.
Nate, you're good?
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, never cool. been better. Yeah,
it's good.
Good. All right.
You asked me how I'm doing.
Oh, how are you doing, Jack?
Yeah, same old. Not, you know, nothing crazy to say, so.
Interesting.
It's nice to check in.
So I'm going to jail next week for just, you can just guess in the comments. So this is going to be my last sort of podcast ever because it's a life sentence.
It's a white collar though, right? It's a life sentence white, for a white yeah. collar.
Yeah, yeah. It's the first one. It was such a bad business mistake that they're putting me away for life.
You crossed the dragon, the Canadian version of the dragons, then you tried to swindle all the fucking Canadian business goats. In a market, in a business deal.
Rob,
you Ford. Guys see that, right?
What the That's fuck a, is that?
Hey, yeah, it's a new type of cup for coffee.
That is, you're appealing to me.
Hey,
trust
good morning,
me,
guys.
When you put the shape, for anybody just
dude,
listening.
That's bullshit, man. That look, what, how many ounces is that, dude? That looks like a 7-ounce cup, bro.
You know what's hilarious, bro?
They're fooling you.
You see the shape, right? You see that as a tall, regular glass? Well, guess what? Scientifically, you could fit all that shit and more in this because of the wideness.
No, that looks like...
Who's done that to you? That looks like a fucking J-E-L-L-O. Don't make me barbecue that cup right there. That
yeah.
cup.
Welcome
oh, baby boy.
To the... Do it.
Well, you are not prepared to attend this barbecue, my cup.
yeah.
Pot, you know, so looks like mm-hmm. a strange shape. Where did you get that, Eric?
Bro, at the Cascada Hotel here in Portland, Oregon.
Shout out, man. If you are looking for a dynamic shaped cup and you're in the Portland area, hit the Cascada.
It's look a no new further. Bro. I the minute I got to the hotel, here's what happens. The owner is standing by the check-in desk. How's it going? Nice to meet you. What are you here for? What are you in town for? Oh, I'm doing a movie. I'll put it that way. That's amazing. What's it about? Talking. Then he gives me a tour of the facilities. Then he hooks me up with a sauna experience. Then he guides me to what the where the restaurant is and shows me where the coffee shop is, bro. That's called service.
Well, that's something that is very rare. I feel like business owners are not stepping up to the plate and involving themselves in that way. A lot of business owners, they haven't even seen their business since God knows when.
I know. So I was happy to see an InTouch owner for yeah. once.
Why do I know that business is a co-op? Why do I know that him and the fucking bellhops are making this, taking home the same bread?
Right, exactly. Because you know that they're doing shit right. That's probably why you know it's a co-op. I'm looking out over... Yeah, I'll just put it this way. I'm looking out over Portland right now. And I'm wondering what everyone's doing in their homes and how everyone's doing. Wish I could check in with them.
You've got to hope they're getting ready for the end.
Damn, you should do like a meet and greet, you know?
Eric Rahill meet and greet at the Barnes & Noble Starbucks in the Lloyd Center. There's a mall here that they do the costume fittings in, which actually I've been to before when I was a child. I remember I was like, this place feels familiar. And that's because when I was 12 or 13 years old, my friend David and I visited Portland with our families, and David had an internet friend that he had made on a forum. And basically, our parents took us to the Lloyd Center to meet this friend.
And how old and was
the he? Friend was like also 12, 13.
Okay, thank God.
But it was, I remember thinking.
Did he have parents with him? Or?
Yeah, he did. He had his like,
no
grandma
beard
or something.
Or nothing? Okay,
good. You know something's up when their grandma brings them instead of their mom and dad.
Yeah, you know some Spider-Man type shit's gone down with that fool. Check his exactly. wrist. Next time you see someone like that.
Let me see your
squeeze
wrist.
Squeeze that wrist. I'm going to make sure squeeze there's no spider shit. Nut coming out of that. Before we become friends. Because I'm going to be in danger of being friends with someone like that.
But I do remember it was hella awkward, bro. Awkward. I remember being like, I'm going to go check out this. I can let them do their own thing because it was an awkward meeting. So yeah, but now we've come full circle, and now that mall is fucking dead. Dead. There's nothing going on in there.
No.
Wow, look who got the last laugh. That mall probably thought you were fucking pathetic when it was on top of the world back right, in the day.
Now, yet I'm doing an independent film in the area.
Now you're walking in looking normal.
I hate that. It's like a traditional indoor mall, like multiple floors, escalators.
That's right.
Or is it one floor?
No, it's like four floors, three floors.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yep.
Not I was just cool. up in one of those in the Milton, perhaps, area of near Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And that seemed like they got to open the doors or windows in there or something. It was fucked up. All Stuffy. The escalators were broken, so you had to like take the elevators out on the annex to get from floor to floor. It was fucking chaos.
Bro, remember
the
that?
Food court was fucked up. But it, you know, it was nice seeing all the goths sitting around. I was like,
oh, I like that.
Yes, dude, they still exist.
Dude, I walked past a guy sitting in what used to be the food court of the Lloyd Center. I mean, yeah, there is an Auntie Anne's, and yeah, there is a Cajun chicken place, but that's about it. Everything else is fucking shuttered. But there was a guy with a deck of cards, not playing solitaire, but just going like this. Looking at the card. Looking at the card, setting it down, picking a card up, looking at it, setting it down. What could he know that we don't?
Quite interesting. See,
yeah, that's
behavior.
How you have to look at that behavior and not say, that's crazy behavior. You think, what does he know that I don't? And how can I learn from this disturbing behavior?
Damn.
Yeah.
Right out, you could never be a security guard, Eric, because you have to.
Why? Because I'm too empathetic?
Because you look too much like one to be too on the nose.
Damn. I'm the guy who sits on the stool and directs the bigger guys to go do shit.
You're the guy who sits in front of the stage at the Lamb of God concert and is pretending, you know, pretending to be too cool for the music and kind of making eye contact with the chicks in the front. See
this
how
kind
I'm
of
scared
contact.
Of Lamb of God?
What are you doing here?
Hey, speaking of, I got maybe the most hate I've ever got online because of the last episode.
Whoa.
Yeah, dude. Flooded
oh, because of Hatebreed?
Because of fucking... I said that Hatebreed is from Richmond, Virginia, when obviously they're from Connecticut, the fucking land of sin. If you fucking know Connecticut, you know that it's all about the fucking devil horns and Slayer and double bass and shit. But yeah, I meant to, what I was confusing it with was Lamb of God. They're from Richmond, and the two of them just played a show together recently.
You mean Log?
I mean Log. Hey, isn't, by the way, is not every Lamb of God? So that's when I become confused. Right.
That's what you would think, but there's probably some fucking lamb Satanic sent lambs. From down below as well.
Lamb of Satan?
Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.